Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, D-Gens, it is Tuesday, June 25th. The Panthers keep the cup from Canada's grubby hands. Now we just have baseball to talk about for the foreseeable future, until the NFL's back. I'm Mad Max, joining me, the one and only Six Panther. Panther, how's it going, man?
It's going. More drama. Well, if you guys really want some drama, you got to stick around for the after show, because I got some shit to just vent and get off my chest, but we won't put it out there for the rest of the world to listen to. Three more days though, Max, or two. I don't know how. What's the count? Does today count? Like today, tomorrow? I'm in Vegas Thursday night. Is that 2 days or 3 days? I don't know.
Do you do the Thursday show or no?
Yeah.
Okay, you do the Thursday show, then it's 2 days. Yeah, you
have two more days
left. Yeah.
Two more days.
You do this by work. You do this by work. I do this by podcast episode.
My podcast. Well, because I enjoy the podcast. It's not really work. So, by the way, it's not really, and I told you so, it's a good decision. But any one of the choices for a fourth entry into the parlay
would have fucked us.
Killed it.
We did hit the DJ parlay yesterday because we kept it to three, and that was a wise decision. I was thinking about the same thing. I'm like, oh, man, that would have been bad if we would have thrown the White Sox in there. So restraint was good on the day yesterday, Panther.
Good call. So, yay, we won the parlay. Yay to the Florida Panthers, and I don't know what else we got, Max.
That was Florida's first Stanley Cup ever. And once again, a Canadian team does not win the Stanley Cup. That's just got to really stick in their fucking craw, right? I mean, I can't think of a Canadian as sticking their poutine. That sounds more perverted than I meant it to, but yes, it must really stick in their poutine that the United States keeps winning these Stanley Cups. But listen, congrats to the Florida Panthers. They were one of the dominant teams throughout the regular season. We thought, maybe Edmonton had it in them to come back from 4-0, but it's tough, man. It is. I know, you break it down to simple math, and it's like, well, it's only one game. You got to win one game. But if that was the case, then, streaks would happen all the time, because it's just one game. It's just one game, So winning four games in a row, winning four games in a row in the playoffs, winning four games in a row to an elite competition is tough, man. It's tough. We see sweeps happen. Yeah, I get it. But, like, I don't know, man. I was rooting for Edmonton, but I bet on Florida.
I was rooting for Florida. I bet on Florida for the series. I bet on it. I hedged my bet yesterday with Edmonton. They were playing so well, and Florida's defense finally showed up. The Oilers could only muster the one goal. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Florida is – they were in the Cup last year and lost to Vegas, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've actually been there back-to-back.
Yeah. That was exercising their demons there, yeah.
The kudos to Edmonton, though, because if you remember at the beginning of the season, they couldn't do anything right. Like, I had them damn near dead buried. And then they found their offense. They started to put things together, and they clicked at the right time. It just wasn't their, you know, year to be, but so close. It's a team I really, really like. Love their offense. They always put up a ton of goals, and I'm sure we'll be talking about them when we look at our futures plays sometime in – when's that shit start? September?
October? Yeah, it's right in the fall. Yeah, we start talking about it in the fall. Yep.
Yeah. Well, we just need football. Come on. Come on, football. Not in a hurry for summer to go by real fast. Not saying that, but come on, football.
You know, what's interesting, too, is it happens – I have to get this exact statistic. I don't know if X-Chris is actually listening or not. It happens more so in hockey, it seems, than in any other sport. But Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe. So he won the finals MVP. So a losing team – their player winning the finals MVP, you know, they have to have a special fucking series. And Connor McDavid did that. But I do recall this happening, especially goalies. I've seen goalies win the fucking Conn Smythe in losing efforts in series before as well. So, you know, I don't know how often it happens that a losing team has the MVP, but Connor McDavid was the MVP of this series. But he just... You know, it wasn't enough, man. You know, going into Florida, and this is sometimes what you say. It's like, well, you know, does regular season matter? You just got to get into the playoffs. Well, you know what? Sometimes the home court advantage matters out there on the ice, right? You know, it's home field in hockey is really, really important at times, especially when you think of like places like Florida or Carolina, where it just seems to get fucking crazy in there, and they, you know. Florida's been living in the shadow of the Tampa Bay Lightning for what seems like a decade, you know, and now the Panthers finally emerge from that and hoist the cup up. And for Edmonton, yeah, they'll be a team that we'll look at next year. Definitely more than Toronto. You know, I actually believe in Edmonton, not Toronto. But if we go down the Canadian teams, it's not like there's. We like Vancouver a little bit, but, you know, like, who else do we like? Who else do we like from the Canadian teams? I don't like Toronto, right? Ottawa, Montreal are fucking terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Let's see. Winnipeg has been pretty damn good.
They've been pretty good, yep.
Yeah. Vancouver had a good season. Edmonton, Calgary a couple years ago had a good season. Like, it really might be on Edmonton to break that fucking curse, you know, to break that streak of Canadian hockey teams. Like, you know, it's yeah. I mean, Vancouver, Edmonton, Winnipeg. It's your shot. Like, I don't believe in Toronto. In fact, I mean. Yeah, in the East, I mean, you only have the three Canadian teams, and two of them are fucking awful. You know, Ottawa and Montreal are just fucking shitty. The Canucks are good. They just faded. They faded at the wrong moment. They just got fucking, complacent, it feels like. I was rooting for a Rangers-Vancouver series. The fucking Rangers shit the bed, too. Yeah, as the Rangers do, you know. Yeah, it's true. It is. Vancouver's goalie did get hurt, and that really fucked them over. For the Rangers, they just, I don't know. Rangers do Rangers things. I've seen this from the Rangers for 30-something years now. You know, ever since they won the Cup.
It's just a New York thing.
It could be. Maybe. I guess the last, the last time a New York team won a championship was the Yankees 2009, right? Is that it? Yeah, listen, I mean, quick aside, let's talk about New York sports real quick. I mean, well, maybe the Giants. The Giants had to have won they won the Super Bowl after that. No, right? Yeah, the Giants won in like 2012 or 13 or something like that.
Whatever that year was, they cracked the 17-0 that the Patriots were going to have.
They had two of those, right? They beat the Patriots twice. So anyway, the Giants, as dreadful as they've been for the last few years, especially, you know, when Eli was declining and then after Eli was gone, Giants might be the most consistent fucking team in New York sports. You know, the Knicks have just been fucking dreadful up and down for, you know, 30 years. The Rangers have had teams that were good, just couldn't get, I mean, you know, I remember that probably like 14, 15 years ago, maybe even less, 10 years ago. They were a solid team and just couldn't get over the hump. Devils, I mean, we're talking New Jersey teams now. Devils had won a bunch of Stanley Cups for a while, but they've been terrible for a while. The Jets are, I mean, the probably biggest joke in this fucking area. And that's coming from a Mets fan, you know. So, Mets have actually made it to a couple of World Series in my lifetime, right? I mean, other than winning in 86, I was 5 years old at the time. They've made it to three, right? Two World Series. Back in 2000 and 2015. So at least the Mets have made it to the World Series. The Jets got to be the biggest fucking joke of the New York teams, right? It's got to be the Jets.
Yeah, they go all the way back to the single digit era, you know, with Joe Namath. But they've been terrible for a long time, and now they're pinning their hopes on, you know, 56-year-old Aaron Rodgers to go more than three snaps this year. I think they'll be better. They have to be better with Aaron Rodgers, but I still don't think they're a championship caliber team.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I shit on the Mets, okay, now we're ranking fucking New York sports teams here. And I guess our ranking is what? On the history of the
success?
Teams? The success? I mean, Yankees number one. Recency, not as much for winning championships, but still, Yankees number one. Got to put the Giants number two. Yeah, the Giants number two. Man, are we going to put the Mets three, Rangers four, Knicks five, Islanders six, Jets seven? Like, I mean, is that how it goes? I mean, if we're looking towards the future. If we're looking towards the future, I think we could put in or recency and in the future, I think we can put the Knicks higher. Oh, I did forget about the Nets. The net. Okay, Nets seven, and then the Jets eight. I don't know. The Jets have at least won a Super Bowl. The Nets have been to when Jason Kidd played there. They made it to the championship.
The Jets won a Super Bowl shortly after the merger, and then they became non-existent for 50-plus years.
There you go. It might be the Nets. I forgot about the Nets. I still think Nets play in New Jersey in my head. I thought they were in the swamp. I can go fucking visit them anytime. There was a period of time where I could just fucking just go and see the fucking Nets anytime I want to, or even go to Newark and see the Nets. Now I'm not going to Brooklyn. I'm not going to Brooklyn to see the fucking Nets. I'm just not doing it.
Names of the teams don't really matter because the Jets and the Giants, neither one even play in New York. They play in New Jersey.
It's true. It's true. It's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, there's only one New York. I left them out, and that's the Buffalo Bills. That's one true New York team. It's the Buffalo Bills. Got to throw them in there too, right? I mean, they're the only fucking football team, that professional football team. I don't know. There's no UFL, fucking USFL, whatever the fuck it is, playing in New York either. They don't have the Hitmen anymore, do they?
No.
Put them above the fucking Jets. Fucking Hitmen.
How do you like your legacy to be? They're the only team to ever lose four Super Bowls in a row.
Oh, Christ, man. Anyway, we went on a little tangent here. Congrats to the Florida Panthers as they won the Stanley Cup. Gonna take a quick break after that. We are gonna get to some baseball bets. Stay tuned.
Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther in Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the D-Gens, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Back at you, possibly never love it. You never know where the opening of this show is going to go at times. It's funny too. Is my wife listens to a lot of podcasts. Not to this one. She won't listen to this one. But she listens to a lot of podcasts, and she's always complaining about sometimes it's like, she'll listen to a podcast and the person will just be like droning on about like their weekend or something like that. It's like, yeah, but when we drone on about our weekends, it's fucking fun. All right. we make it fun. I'm not talking about my Home Depot trips unless it's fucking interesting.
beginning of the month, right? First Saturday of the month.
First Saturday of the month, yeah, the Home Depot. Had to go to Home Depot to get fucking knobs for my new cabinets in my bathroom. There you go. There it was fucking entertaining. Entertaining fucking podcasting. At least my fucking bathroom's not pissing on me anymore from the fucking top floor. Got that fixed yesterday. All right, baseball, Sex nice. Panther. Yeah, Sex Panther. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 games today. I'm fucking living dangerously, buddy.
Are we talking about 10? Because
we're talking about
6. 10.
No, we're talking about 10. Of course, we're talking about 10. Yeah. Settle in, people. Settle in.
There's going to be some agreement in here somewhere. Let's start with the Cleveland Guardians at the Baltimore Orioles. Logan Allen going against Cole Irvin. You know, Cole Irvin's been quietly putting together a pretty good season. Logan Allen, not so much. He's really struggled. He's kind of been maybe the downside of that rotation for the Tribe, who collectively have had a really good season. Cleveland bested the O's yesterday. I think Baltimore rebounds today. I like their offense a little bit more than the Tribe's, and I like Irvin a little bit more than Allen. So I'll eat the 145 and put $10 on Baltimore.
Man, Cleveland hot right now. Won 6 games in a row. Oh, they took it to Baltimore yesterday. Orioles have lost 4 games in a row. Thankfully, the Yankees have been playing like shit, so Baltimore hanging in there with the Yankees. But the Yankees get the Mets. Maybe we'll talk about that later. This is a tough one. I'm going to lean Baltimore here, but it's the minus 144 was a tad bit too chalky for me. I couldn't get there. This Cleveland team's good, man. This Cleveland team's good. What can I say? And they're winning games, and Baltimore's just not playing their best baseball right now. So I'm leaning the Orioles here, but I couldn't quite bet it. X-Chris saying Logan Allen is a winner, though. It's true. It's Logan Allen, 8-3 record, I think, right? He's winning games. He's like the fucking Aaron Nola over here. And,
with a shitty ERA.
X-Chris, you're not calling out your shit, by the way. X-Chris, point number one, the Oilers were so close to coming back, they joined the 1945 Red Wings as the only 0-3 Stanley Cup finals that failed in the comeback. So there you go. So X-Chris, you got to call out the numbers because it's above Craig. I can't fucking see it. Posted that 4:48 in the morning. Yeah. I'm fucking with you, dude. I'm fucking with you. Don't worry. Leaning the Orioles.
Next game up, we teased this yesterday. No way I was getting away from this one. The Philadelphia Phillies are in Detroit taking on the Tigres. Skiball. He's on the mound going against Ranger Suarez. This has to be the pitching matchup of the day. The Phillies lineup just beat the Tigers to death yesterday. I don't think they beat Skiball to death, but they're definitely going to do some work against the Tigers. Maybe it's the bullpen. The Phillies' offense is just that much better than the Tigers. I think the pitching matchup is even. Somewhere, maybe it's the 10th inning, maybe it's the 12th inning, the Phillies are going to win this game. Give me the Phillies for $10.
X-Chris, point number two, I have to support Skiball today, and all the value and shit is on the Phillies today, but I just have to take the Tigers. That is premier pitching matchup today. Yeah, this is the pitching matchup of the year so far. Like, I mean, it's amongst them, right? This is fantastic. I'm sure we're going to see Skiball and Crochet, or maybe we already have at some point, but... fucking Suarez, the way he's been fucking pitching is amazing. You know what I don't like about the Six Panther is this line's getting better for you. It's minus 121 for the Phillies. I fucking hate that. I hate that. You can still get the minus 130 at some books. So if you want to feel better about yourself and eat minus 130, we talked about this yesterday. We're like, yeah, you're gonna get value on the Phillies, and I was ready to jump on the value of the Phillies. Not this. Not like this. You know, no way. I'll lean the Phillies with you though.
All right, next game up, the Subway Series taking effect. The Bronx Bombers going across the river, the street. I don't know what they're going across.
There's some streets, a bridge. You know, there's some things. Right. You're crossing.
They take a bus. They just grab their bag and walk.
It's the Yankees. They probably fucking fly in like personal jets and helicopters and shit like that. They probably just have a personal spot at LaGuardia that they fucking still fly into for some fucking reason.
They probably do, but the pilots can't have any beers, so there is that. Gerrit Cole going to get his second start of the season going against David Peterson, who's career-wise is kind of hit and miss, but when he's on, he's pretty damn good. This Mets team, you know, we've talked about it now for the better part of a week. They've really put something together. They're hitting. There's no, I mean, I don't want to say there's no value. The line's not great for the Mets. I think there's actually value on the Yankees, but like Max said, they're playing like shit. I don't care. Gerrit Cole's on the mound. Let's not put this in the parlay. Give me the Yankees for $10.
Yeah, man, I actually think that there is value on the Mets. Let's see what X Chris is saying. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and talk about the Mets. Mets are insanely good still, and Cole is definitely hittable. Mets money line all day. So X Chris on the Mets. I'm leaning the Mets in this one, man. I just, again, the Cole factor is, I don't know. It's a name brand right now. Until he can fucking go out there and dominate, I think that there's just better pitchers on the Yankees that I would probably back. -154 against a very incredibly hot Mets team right now. Like, if you're looking at the two teams, Yankees fading. What are they? 3-7 over their last 10? Mets are 8-2? So, I mean, just hitting each other at the wrong times. The Yankees have dominated the Subway Series since the fucking dawn of time. You know, I used to have season ticket packages for the Mets many, many moons ago, before I had kids, when I can actually go to a ball game consistently. And I would sell my Yankees, Mets tickets all the time. My Subway Series tickets, that place gets just too fucking crazy for me. maybe the luster's worn off after all these years. Now it's just a baseball game. I don't know. I think it's a baseball game. The Mets could probably win. So, yeah, I'll lean the Mets here.
All right, next game up. We bet on this game yesterday, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. You bet on it.
And I said, technically, hey, you did. Yeah, you threw it in the parlay, so technically some money of yours was on it as well. But, yes, I was all over the fucking Cincinnati Reds yesterday.
Oh, let's see what you're doing today, because it's a good pitching matchup. Might be the next best pitching matchup of the day. Mitch Keller going against Hunter Green. There will be some strikeouts in this game. But Cincinnati, I just think their lineup is better than the Pirates. The Pirates aren't dog shit. They're not, you know, really bad. They've got some good young talent, and they've really got some pitching. But I still think the Reds are a better team. At -125, I'm good with that. Give me the Queen City Reds for $10.
I'm finally a game that I'm betting on. I'm betting the Reds with you here. I'm double dipping. Fucking Ellie De La Cruz yesterday was a fucking beast. It was an absolute fucking monster yesterday. Every time I looked at like my app, because you know I follow the games that I'm betting on, of course, and just like it's like, man, he was all over the fucking bases yesterday. So. I just think that they have the edge offensively, especially at home. The Reds are a fucking beast at home, and I think they're just a better offensive team than the Pittsburgh Pirates. So yeah, pitching matchup. Maybe the slight nod to Keller, maybe slight nod to Keller. I don't know. I love the Reds in this one, so yeah, throw that into the parlay. Again, God damn it. Reds 2 days in a row in the fucking parlay. $10 bet on Cincinnati.
Next game up, the Atlanta Braves are in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. My boy, Reynaldo Lopez, he's kind of been a fixture for me. He's pitching. I'm betting. He's going against Kyle Gibson, who's put together a decent season. The Cardinals have really rebounded from that, I mean, horrible start to the season. They were arguably one of the worst teams in baseball. Now they've gotten themselves into the central race, into the wild card race, playing pretty good. But I still like Reynaldo Lopez at -140. I know the Braves have not been playing great. But with Lopez on the mound, I only need like a two-run Marcell Ozuna homer, and we're going to get the win. Give me the Braves for $10.
X Chris point number 6, second premier pitching matchup, Braves versus Cardinals. He's taking the Cards and their win streak. You know the Cardinals are going to play good because I didn't bet on them in the off season. So now they're going to win the fucking World Series, I'm sure. I've got to lean Atlanta in this one. Couldn't quite bet it. St. Louis at home is tempting, but. Yeah, I think the Braves get the win. It's just it's not a game that I'm super excited about. This Braves team is just good. You know, they're good. They're a good team. Like last year I was banging the drum, man, the Braves are the team to fucking beat. This year they're a good team. So maybe they're the team to beat this year. 8 fucking games behind the Phillies though. 8 fucking games behind the Phillies. They got to win some fucking games. I think they can win this one today, but I don't love it.
Leaning Atlanta.
Last game up for me, the Fish. The Miami Marlins are in Kansas City taking on the Royals. Yonny Chirinos taking the mound for the Fish, former Ray. I'm pretty sure he was used to be a Tampa Ray. Going against Seth Lugo, who's just having an absolutely fantastic season. Miami's just terrible. I don't even know what to say about them. They're probably worse than the White Sox, worse than Oakland. Whoever you think the worst team is, I think Miami is worse than them. The Royals just seem to be not going away, and part of that not going away has a lot to do with Seth Lugo. I got to run line this, Max, to get me anywhere near some value. I haven't run line much this week, actually probably in the last couple weeks, but I'm going to run line this one. Give me the Royals on the run line for $10.
Listen, I know X Chris, because you're a homer, you're all over the skee ball train. He's great, he's fantastic. But right now, the Cy Young candidate in the American League has got to be Seth Lugo, you know, and he's got an easy fucking win today, as opposed to skee ball is gonna have to fucking work against Suarez and the fucking Phillies. This could easily put Lugo at 11-2 today. For fuck's sake, man, like. This is a guy that could not crack the Mets starting rotation. He was a long reliever. I fucking remember them trying to put him in as like a fifth starter or a placement starter. He finally gets an opportunity to be a consistent starter, and look what this fucking guy's doing. Unfucking believable. Royals minus 250, is that it? Or fucking two something, right? No, it's 200, right? Minus 200. Value. I almost bet this. I almost bet the Royals minus 200. Leaning Kansas City.
Hey, we can put it in. We can make it a four-teamer.
We could. Where are we going to just throw it in? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what else we got.
I'm all done, Max. What else you got?
See, we only hit on one of them. But I'm going to go through the ex-Chris list, because he and I have a lot of agreement today. Ex-Chris point number three, Rays money line. Rays have been playing great baseball as of late, and they're at home. Castillo is hittable. It's just name brand at this point is why the Mariners are favored. I agree with that sentiment. I totally agree. I hit on Tampa Bay yesterday. I think Tampa Bay is the play today. They're getting a plus line still. Maybe I can still get a plus line on them. Let's see if it's shifted in the last hour or so. I can get plus 114 on the Rays, but it's changing, man. Caesar's got his plus 105 now. DraftKings plus 105, FanDuel down to plus 108, so you can still get the plus 114 at Schmidt Schmivers. That's why you gotta, you know, shop your lines at sportsbooks here. Yeah, I think the Rays, the way that they've been playing at home, Seattle on the road, not so great. Yeah, $10 bet on Tampa Bay.
It was the Luis Castillo factor that kind of got me off of it, but you're right. The Rays are playing great. Castillo's probably maybe the better pitcher, but Tampa Bay is hitting-wise is much better than the Minesweepers. I hit on the Rays yesterday, so I'm probably off this series, but I will give you tons of moral support. We'll lean the Rays.
All right, ex-Chris point number five. He's taking the Red Sox on the money line. Gausman is hittable for sure, and Bello has been decent as of late. I'm glad they take the offense of the Red Sox right now over the Blue Jays, and I totally agree here. Red Sox, you know, not a great team at home this year. Like, they're actually, I think they're better on the road. Let me check this. I think the Red Sox are actually better. Yeah, Red Sox better team on the road than they are in Boston. But they're riding high off the Celtics going there yesterday, bringing in that fucking trophy. They're motivated. They're like, we need one of those. Can't have the fucking Celtics being the last Boston team having a trophy. Unfortunately, I think the way that Boston sports are going, we're not ranking Boston's teams, but the way Boston sports are going right now might be the Celtics. Bruins seem to be fading a little bit. The Patriots, fucking Patriots. But the Red Sox showing promise this year, and maybe they can finally get the 500 at home. I think they do it. $10 bet on the Red Sox.
I just had to draw a line in the sand. I was at six games, and I didn't really want to go over that. This was a coin flip pitching matchup. I think Gausman's got the resume, and we know he can pitch well, but Bello has been pitching better as of late, as X Chris mentioned. They're just two equal teams to me. I don't really have, like, I don't like either one of them, to be honest. Remember when Toronto, like, I was Vlad Jr. this, and this team was, oh, yeah, I love the Blue Jays. I think I hate the Blue Jays now. I'll lean the Red Sox.
Last enough for me, the Diamondbacks at home, hosting the Minnesota Twins there. Pitching matchup probably favors the Twins there with Ryan on the mound. He hasn't been able to get as many wins as his ERA should say that he is. Fott is a lovable loser this year. He's got a great name, and he keeps on losing. The Diamondbacks keep losing at home. Twins, man, they're playing good baseball, and they're right in it. They haven't completely fucking fallen out of, eight games is still striking distance of Cleveland, and going into the All-Star break, they haven't fallen into the Tigers territory of 15 games out, or the White Sox territory of 31 games out. It's a team that could go on a winning streak and try to take down the Cleveland and the Central, and they need those winnable games, and this is a winnable game for them. $10 bet on Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't even know at this point for either one of these teams if you really worry too much about the division and just make sure you're competitive, get into the wild card, get into the dance. Anything can happen. Brandon Fott has actually been pretty good at home. Just sometimes the run support isn't there. But Joe Ryan, he's been fantastic for the Twins. I like Ryan here. I think he's got the pitching advantage. I think the Twins have the slight hitting advantage. So a lean on the Minnesota Twinkies.
All right, last point for X Chris is taking the Angels money line. This is the only pitcher you should be on for the Angels. Who is that pitcher, you might ask? That pitcher is Anderson, who has been fucking pretty good. Spence hasn't been terrible for Oakland. And, I mean, man, I couldn't bet this one. I'll probably lean the Athletics on a plus line here. I don't like the line movement, though. It looks like the Angels is the play. It's getting worse for the Angels. I think the Angels is the play here, but I'll lean Oakland with the plus line. I think these two teams are actually closer match than you'd expect. For two shitty fucking teams, I'll lean Oakland with the plus line.
Yeah, I'm leaning the Angels here just because of the Mr. Anderson factor. Tyler Anderson's having a great year on a shitty team. Maybe he gets traded at the deadline. He has a chance to go pitch for a winner, but the offense has been very lethargic. Oakland's very hit or miss. Like, we don't more still not a team that you trust. So I'll lean the Angels, but this wasn't a game I wanted to bet.
I can't remember if I said it in this episode or yesterday's episode, but I made a Matrix reference when I said not like this, and you just made a Matrix reference by saying Mr. Anderson, and now we get to Matrix our way into a parlay. We already know that we have bets together on the Cincinnati Reds. We are going to throw the Kansas City Royals in there, minus the 200, and what's going to be our third game that's going in there?
Were you on ski ball?
No, I was on the Phillies, but I just hated that line movement. So I was just lining that up. Tampa Bay has a plus line. Boston minus 112 against the Toronto.
We can do that.
Yeah, you don't like that?
Yeah.
Dodgers minus 218 against the White Sox.
If Pat Jackson can muster a shutout,
Astros minus 255. Oh man,
Hunter Brown's pitching.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. You're on your Mets. I mean, like I had Irvin, but no, that's too close. We already on.
Some close ones. Gomber's getting shelled. Let's throw Houston in there.
All right. We get a decent line.
No, and we're also going to throw the Dodgers in there.
There you go.
Cincinnati Reds minus 118. Kansas City minus 200. Houston minus 255. LA minus 218. That four-way parlay pays 463. We made more money yesterday on our three-way parlay.
Hey, at least we got it to 400.
$463, Jesus. Without it, it was $265.
Anyway, that'll do it on this Tuesday, Panther. Literally only two more days to go. Shout out to the crew in here, Sex Panther. In fact, I believe you'll shout them out as you take us home.
I will shout them out. Dad had no money in the house. Homer J, as always. K-Fed, 740. I mean, K-Fed, you got to stick around. We need to talk about Britney. I need to know more about Michelob. He was listening because he already made his play in my little thing I do with the guys. And as almost always, X-Chris actually showed up today. Thank you guys so much for listening live. We really appreciate you. We appreciate the rest of you that download and listen to every single episode. But what you can do is join our Discord channel, come into the asylum, shoot the shit with us, call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you did yesterday, what you're doing today. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.